Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besyana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE with Drew Baldridge. She's somebody's daughter. He is going to be part of the next Guitars and Stars show, which, by the way, you can still grab tickets over at Ticketmaster.com. Dylan Carmichael, Zach Topp, Low Cash, Kelsey Hart, and our buddy Drew Baldridge is going to be here as well. Who saw the rainbow? Somebody saw the rainbow, the Skittles. But it wasn't Skittles. It was an actual rainbow up in the sky.
It was me. You guys didn't see it?
Did not see it.
I saw it on social media after it was
said and done.
Billy, can you hit the right
buttons?
Come on now.
First. I feel like Terry Clifford over
Good
here.
Good Lord. First day?
It's not even Monday.
Your first day? No, it's, yes, I came out of, it was at 8 o'clock because I had to run for dog food. And it never fails when you're like at night, you're just about ready
to
settle down.
So the sun's going down.
It was a storm.
Yes.
It was a storm. The dark sky was dark. I'm in Wegmans and it sounds like the roof is going to cave in from the, I was like, ah. So I was like, you know what? Let's just kind of go slow because I don't want to have to go back to the car in the rain. We come back out after cashing out and all of a sudden it's orange. It was a weird sky. And I was like, what? And it looked like the middle of the day. I was like, this is weird. And we go out and I'm looking at everybody's like standing outside of their cars, staring at the sky. And there was this beautiful rainbow over Wegmans. And I was like, if their PR person doesn't come out here and take a photo, they're crazy. Because this looks like something that would have been photoshopped.
Right.
But, and I'm always in a hurry and I'm kind of talking to Steve and he stops and he goes, you know, maybe we should stop and look at this for a little bit. You know, you just, I don't know. I thought it was interesting to see everybody in the parking lot actually stopping their lives to just kind of be in the moment for a minute.
Yeah. That doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't. And I had to, we have to remind ourselves kind of to do that.
You know, there's another thing happening in the sky tonight.
Oh.
Some nerdy star thing.
Hey, it's not nerdy.
Uh-oh.
It's science, bro. The meteor shower. The Lyrid meteor shower. It's going to peak last night and tonight. Best viewed in the northern hemisphere. That's us during the darkest hours, midnight to dawn. Again, that's us because we're up at the butt crack of dawn to come to work. 10 to 20 meteors per hour. And you don't even have to be in like really, really dark areas to see it.
You
just
don't.
Look up. If you look up long enough tonight, you will see a meteor. If there's no clouds in the sky. That's the key.
Well, in winter, there aren't clouds out in the sky. So, yes. So, are you going to stay up? Are you going to watch this meteor from the back of your pickup truck?
I don't think I'm going to get up, but or stay up, but we're up early.
We may catch it.
I might just eat breakfast out on the back deck tomorrow morning at 3:30 in the morning and maybe catch a meteor shower before I come to work.
You know, casual.
Just chilling.
The great music. The fun.
Oh, are these really becoming extinct? It's the B Morning Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, Hope, intern Joe is here.
Nicknames are apparently going out the door. Kids these days, they're named William. They're not going by Billy anymore, Billy.
What's wrong with them? I wanted to be calling Will for a while, to be honest.
Ooh,
I'd rather be Will than Bill.
There's a lot of nicknames you could do with William. Will, Willie, Bill, Billy, Willie. Liam.
What was the last one?
Liam. The last.
Oh, I never thought of
Ill.
That one.
Illy.
Ill. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Hope.
Billiam.
Ope. P. O-P.
When I was a kid, I wanted a nickname so bad. I was trying to get like Ho-Ho, like, you know, the
Debbie
to catch on. And all my friends were like, stop asking people to call you there.
Call me Ho-Ho.
Do you want us to start using that for you?
No, I'm all set. Thank you so much.
I'm good with that. If you would like for me to start addressing you as
What's
such.
Up, Ho-Ho?
Ho-Ho, what do you know now?
Did you have any in high school?
Just any TJ.
So you've always just been TJ.
That's it.
I actually had a nickname in high school. And I believe my high school girlfriend, Michelle, gave me this name.
Oh.
And I also believe that I'm trying to get the music up. Where's my music coming up here? Here we go. It was the 80s, kids.
Mm.
Are we going to time travel?
Well, she... She called me Duckman.
Oh, Ducky!
Yes.
Oh, was he friend zone? He was friend zone guy. Ducky.
Didn't you have a ducky haircut?
I did.
Okay, that's why.
So John Cryer.
Yes.
Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
Dead ringer for that dude when I was in high school.
Okay.
Before I got fat and bald. Looked just like John Cryer. And the haircut didn't help because I had the Elvis swoop. With the fake bad curly mullet.
Oh, man.
And it was, I was.
That's right. I've seen pictures.
I was Ducky. That was me.
Okay.
Back in the day. But I was not friend zoned. We dated for like 3 years in high school.
So she was cool with Ducky
to the point where like she bought me a sweatshirt for Christmas 1 year that says Duckman on the back of it.
Wow. So that's how you get a nickname, Hope. Somebody assigns it to you and then starts buying you clothes with it on there. You can't make your own. You can't be like, I said call me Ho-Ho.
I'm surprised you haven't opened the website yet to buy her a shirt that says Ho-Ho on it.
Come on.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club with TJ, Ducky, and Ho-Ho.
Oh, man.
We're talking about nicknames.
Good Lord.
And TJ apparently never had one other than TJ.
Not to my face. I don't know. They could have called me a lot of different things.
That's a good point.
But yeah, no, it's not that I can remember.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having a nickname. But, I mean, you had...
Ducky.
Ducky.
Duckman.
And you're not alone. Riley Green also has the nickname Duckman.
Where did his come from?
Not because he looked like Duckman from the 80s.
Due to his love for duck hunting.
Yeah.
Like, that's his whole thing. When you go see him in concert, the logo of a duck is up on stage behind him for most of the show.
Isn't that crazy? So, maybe we should bring that bigger to life for you.
With the giant duck?
Yes.
Well, I would be the OG Duckman. I had that name in the 80s. He wasn't even alive back then. So that name was
but
mine.
But he's made it famous.
Whatever.
Oof. You know what I mean? Hank Williams Jr.'s nickname was Bocephus.
And where did that come from?
His father. I guess there was a ventriloquist, which to me is creepy, but there was a ventriloquist back in the day.
On the radio.
From the Grand Ole Opry. And there was a comedian. And the ventriloquist dummy's name was Bocephus. So Hank Williams Jr., he adopted the nickname. And when he was on the radio, he would say Bocephus, referring to his son. So his son knew he was on his way home.
That makes sense.
Just crazy.
Gigi Hadid, the model, is, well, she's Gigi, but they don't say if that's her real first name. Blake Shelton, his nickname is Toad among his friends and family.
Toad?
But I didn't find why. Cameron Diaz is known as Skeletor to her friends and family.
Oh.
And Jennifer Lawrence is Nitro. Like, there's got to be some reasons behind all of those.
Yeah. Well, my oldest got so mad because her nickname is Boogies, and it's always been Boogies.
I heard you drop that. Like, she called you one morning or something. You answered her, what's up, Boogies? I was like, who is she talking to?
It's so bad. I'm so bad. I got to remember not to do that during the wedding because she will.
I love you, Boogies.
Boogies. Boogie boo. But obviously it's because, you know, when I was wiping her boogers, when her teeth were coming in and stuff, and I just always called her that nickname. So in high school, you know, those years where they're like, Mom, can you just not talk or say anything or do anything? Just give me money and go away. And so her cheer squad, she would put me on speaker and she's like, where are you? And Boogies, I'm on my way. And then I'd hear them all go, oh, Boogies, Boogies, Boogies. So then they started calling her Boogies. So I have to be careful with the nicknames. That's something that she has gotten used to that I don't know that she likes it or not.
Dolly, Morgan, Patsy, they're all in today's country music news here on the B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy, TJ Hope. Intern Joe is with us today. Dolly Parton, well known for her fashion and makeup choices. She just revealed something that, honestly, this does not surprise me. She wears her makeup to bed when she's in California. The reason being, if there's an earthquake and I need to run outside, I need to be camera ready. Now, do you think she was being sarcastic or do you actually believe that?
It's hard to tell. I'm not even going to presume because it might just be.
I love her.
It might just be fact. It's like people who won't sleep in the nude in case the house catches fire.
Exactly. she says, I always leave a little bit of makeup on. Okay, so Morgan Wallen released his new song, I Ain't Coming Back, which, by the way, props to you ladies for picking up on the line. Something like, I ain't Jesus, I'm not coming back.
Unlike Jesus, I ain't coming back.
And that was released on
Good Friday.
Good Friday, right before Easter.
After you guys said that, I thought, this is a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And he wants people to talk about it. Nobody picked up on that, except for you two. So,
wow.
Kudos to you.
We're just built different.
So he released that new song with Post Malone. It's already number one on the iTunes chart. And the all-genre iTunes chart, not just the country chart. He has 7 songs from the new album occupying the top 7 spots in the iTunes library. That is crazy. Fans of Patsy Cline, this is kind of sad. And this is really weird to me. Last day of operation for the Patsy Cline Museum in Nashville is May 15th. The museum opened back in 2017. It sits above the Johnny Cash Museum, which is on 3rd Avenue. No word what's going to happen to all the stuff or if they're going to move it to a new location. But when Patsy Cline's museum moves out, the 4,000 square feet will be opening as part of Johnny Cash's extended museum.
Huh. So kicking Patsy out for more Johnny.
To double the Johnny.
Can't believe. Are they just running out of room there in Nashville? They're just going to start.
Everything keeps getting turned into bars and yeah. She's apparently not the only country icon to lose her museum. George Jones had a museum in Nashville that closed in 2021. But I think Patsy, like if you're weighing those two on a scale, Patsy's more iconic than George.
I just, they got to do something with her museum. They've got to put it somewhere.
how does that not just get moved into the Country Music Hall of Fame? Or,
that's what I would think.
You know,
I've been in the Johnny Cash Museum. And so what they're going to, is it eventually, I don't know.
Patsy was upstairs. So they're taking over the upstairs.
Patsy was upstairs. So you're going to go upstairs and you can buy more mugs and t-shirts and shot glasses.
That might be it. That could very well be it.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.